Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
And of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a smooch.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Love those kisses. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Chad Moutray, celebrating 16 years of his participation in our brain trust. Couldn't do without him. Chief Economist for the National Association of Manufacturers, NAM.org. Chad, tell us about it.
Well, yeah, you should definitely go to the NAM.org. We've actually highlighted a lot more news articles on there. So we're a manufacturer's news source, I guess, is the slogan. So definitely right. I would direct people there. Or to my Twitter handle, which is at Chad Moutray. So I'm tweeting right. quite a bit out of that.
Yeah, so check that out, folks. He's a smart guy, as you can tell. So you guys are working on a new report. Tell us about it.
So we continue to hear, as we did in the last segment, we continue to hear about the challenges of finding talent. And kind of one of the issues there is you have a lot of baby boomer retirement. The average age on the shop floor for many manufacturers is well over 50 years old. And so there's a real worry about brain drain, right? Because mm-hmm. there isn't necessarily a next generation of worker to take some of those folks' place. We actually continue to hear from a lot of our member companies that they don't want those people retiring. Right?
Right.
They want to keep them around as long as they can because, number one, they have a lot of institutional knowledge, but also,
right.
again, as I noted, there's not other people.
And they know how to work.
They know how to work
3 hours
yeah.
without stopping. they know how to break a sweat. How about that?
And so we got actual Alfred Sloan Foundation funding to look at this issue. We went out and we surveyed our members in the January-February time frame. We talked about 15 of them, and we have a study coming out on July 31st that kind of summarizes the findings of both of those. And again, it's important to note that, you know, the academic literature says that older workers feel passed over, right, that they don't feel
right.
like they get promotion opportunities or upskilling opportunities, or maybe they're just biding their time until retirement.
Mm-hmm.
And what I said to the Sloan Foundation folks is that's not what we hear in manufacturing at all, right, that they are getting those type of opportunities, and we want to keep them around as long as we can. In a separate survey, about 30% of our members said that they wanted to keep their retirees longer. So
mm-hmm.
this is I think, an issue that certainly resonated with manufacturers. The ones
are they hiring older workers? Are they bringing
older
workers?
You do see some hiring of old.
Onboarding them?
You do see that, and certainly AARP is interested in that conversation about how, you know, if you have workers in their 50s who are looking for for jobs, is there a way we can kind of match those up? The other thing that you often hear about is, you know, sometimes workers will go on part-time for a while. Maybe they're phasing in retirement, or
mm-hmm.
they actually retire but come back as consultants, or they're mentoring younger workers.
You don't need their backs, but you need their brains.
And so I think that you see an awful lot of flexibility there in terms of things that manufacturers can do to again, keep that firepower going, right? And I think it's an important issue. We haven't really focused a lot on older workers as
mm-hmm.
an association or on the Manufacturing Institute side. We tend to focus a lot more on younger workers and attracting workers, and I think this is a first stab, really, at us looking at the retention issue.
I think it's smart. But now, the older workers, though, have got to realize that you know, I asked a plant manager of a paper mill one time. I said, how many of your employees use technology like a computer in the direct performance of their job? He said 100%.
And that's where the upskilling issue comes in,
and that's
what I continue to argue is they have to be upskilled because manufacturing is so advanced now
right.
that every worker has to keep up, regardless of age.
Dad was a hammersmith at Standard Forgings in Gary, Indiana, East Chicago, Indiana.
Yes.
This isn't like that. It's a lot different. Hey, let me ask you a question. I want to change something just real quickly, and maybe we can talk more about this next visit. How much are you guys seeing blockchain getting into becoming part of the manufacturing sector?
I think you're starting to see a lot more of it. Your previous segment had this conversation.
Yep.
I think you're starting to see a lot more of it, especially as it relates to cybersecurity, as it relates to being able to store information.
Right.
And I think it's being used a lot more there. I don't know to what extent.
I'm predicting
seeing,
it's going to become a big deal in the
Bitcoin,
manufacturing sector.
I don't think Bitcoin is as rampant, but I'm talking about the technology,
not the currency. Yeah. Well, let's talk about that more in the future. Hey, Chad, good job today. Thanks for 16 great years. Come back soon.
Thanks.
National Association of Manufacturers, NAM.org. Chad Mutray, ladies and gentlemen, he's the best. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingham, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe. But that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.